Daily Charge by Mr. Evans Gibson from the United States of America, titled Sin and Forgiveness. It is backed by the book of Leviticus, chapter 4, verse 1 to 5 and 13. For by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who have been made holy. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14. Today's reading describes the sin offering. This offering was provided for two different situations: for unintentional sins or for ceremonial uncleanness. These laws reflect several important spiritual principles. First, the more responsibility a person had, the greater the consequences of their sin for the community. This principle is reflected in the size of the required offering of a high priest or leader in the community compared with a common person. Leaders have a greater potential to lead others astray and so are held to a higher standard. James chapter 3, verse 1. Second, the whole nation could be guilty of unintentional sins. Leviticus chapter 4, verse 13. This may be difficult for those of us in a culture influenced by Western individualism to understand. But it is possible for a group of people to sin corporately. For example, Israel's covenant with Gibeon without consulting the Lord. Josh chapter 9, verse 14. Which means Joshua chapter 9, verse 14. And thirdly, everyone needed to have their sin atoned through sacrifice, not just the leaders. To make provision for this, God accepted smaller offerings from those who had less means. Leviticus chapter 5, verse 11 to 13. It was never about the size of the offering, but what it represented. The ritual had three steps: laying one's hand on the offering, which included confession of sin, presentation of the sacrifice, and receiving forgiveness. The same pattern holds true today. We can be forgiven if we confess our sins. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. The sacrifices in Leviticus point forward to Jesus, the once for all sacrifice for sin. Spend time in confession today. Now let's pray. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life come not from you, but from the Word. Father, forgive us for our sins, whether deliberate or unintentional. Sanctify us, make us more like you. Amen. I hope you enjoy this. Stay blessed and have a great day.